Wheelchair user's voice. Evaluation of appropriate wheelchair provision in El Salvador. Jonathan Perlman 1, Megan Dionisenza 1, Yasmin Garcia Mendez 2, Perth Rosen 2, Virginia Rodriguez 3. 1. Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology, University of Pittsburgh. 2. United Cerebral Palsy, Wheels for Humanity, California, United States. 3. University of El Salvador, San Salvador, El Salvador. Abstract. There is a significant global unmet need for appropriate wheelchairs worldwide. Studies suggest that only 17% and 37% of WC users have access to appropriate WCs and assistive technology devices. 1. For people who have a mobility impairment, access to a WC is an important step towards independence and participation. The purpose of this study was to investigate the impact of the World Health Organization's guidelines for manual provision in less resource settings, WHO 8 steps 2, on the socioeconomic status, quality of life, health, wheelchair skills, and caregiver burden of wheelchair users in El Salvador. Wheelchair provision according to the WHO 8 steps has the potential to improve outcomes for wheelchair users, including increased quality of life, decreased poverty likelihood, and increased health related to wheelchair use. More research on the benefits of providing wheelchairs following the WHO 8 steps approach is needed. This research-based evidence is necessary to drive policy and wheelchair provision programs and LMICs toward more effective interventions that maximize benefits for wheelchair users. Introduction. There is a significant global unmet need for appropriate wheelchairs worldwide. Studies suggest that only 17% and 37% of WC users have access to appropriate WCs and assistive technology devices. 1. For people who have a mobility impairment, access to a WC is an important step towards independence and participation. The purpose of this study was to investigate the impact of the World Health Organization's guidelines for manual provision in less resource settings, WHO 8 steps 2, on the socioeconomic status, quality of life, health, wheelchair skills, and caregiver burden of wheelchair users in El Salvador. Methods designed. This study used within subject longitudinal design to compare outcomes before and after wheelchair provision following the WHO's 8 steps. Data was compared at various points in time, at baseline, wheelchair delivery, and 3 and 6 months after wheelchair delivery. A consecutive sampling method was used for ethical considerations to select participants from the waiting lists of the partner wheelchair service provider organizations in El Salvador. Outcome measures tools were administered through personal interviews. Additionally, wheelchair maintenance reminders were sent twice a week through text messages to a subcohort of randomly selected participants to assess the utility of information technology to promote care and proper functioning of the wheelchair. Participants. The study recruited two types of participants. 1. Wheelchair users, defined as a person with a mobility limitation requiring a wheelchair as a primary means of personal mobility and waiting to receive one. 1. 18 years or older, with the cognitive and verbal ability required to respond to the study questions or a proxy who could respond on his or her behalf, and desire to participate in the study. Only wheelchair users who did not require additional postural support to sit upright were included. All wheelchair users involved in the study provided informed consent. 2. Caregivers of wheelchair users, defined as those assisting the wheelchair users recruited for this study with activities of daily living. Caregivers involved in the study were required to be 18 years or older and the primary caregiver. All caregivers involved agreed to participate in the study and provided informed consent. 1. The study included wheelchair users that previously owned a wheelchair and those that did not own a wheelchair at the study baseline. Procedures. All wheelchair users were provided with a wheelchair and wheelchair services in line with WHO's 8 steps by a wheelchair provider previously trained in the basic and intermediate levels of the WHO's wheelchair service training package. Participation in the study was voluntary and wheelchairs were provisioned regardless of participation. Wheelchair users or proxies were interviewed at the study baseline, 2 months before wheelchair provision, at wheelchair delivery, and at 3 and 6 month follow-up visits. Data was collected using the following tools previously translated into Spanish: Poverty Probability Index, PPI, WHO Quality of Life Short Version, WHO QOLBREF, the MIT Health Status Questionnaire, Wheelchair Skills Test Questionnaire, WSDQ, and Breakdowns in Adverse Consequences Questionnaire, BACQ. Caregivers were interviewed using the Zarit Burden Interview, ZBI, tool to measure caregiver burden at the same time points. Responses to study questions were entered into electronic devices using the Kobo Toolbox application, which did not require the availability of an internet connection at the time of the interviews. The study was revised and approved by the National Ethics Committee for Health Research in El Salvador and the Institutional Review Board of the University of Pittsburgh. Analysis: all data was analyzed using descriptive statistics and graphics. Four continuous variables, mean and standard deviation, mean, plus minus sign, SD, is reported. Four categorical variables, frequency and percentages, are reported. To detect significant changes within subjects over time, detailed graphical explorations were conducted for each result for the total sample and, after checking for test assumptions, paired t-tests or repeated measures ANOVA were carried out. In cases where non-parametric data were analyzed, Wilcoxon signed rank test and Friedman's ANOVA were used. The significance level was set at p less than 0.05 with Bonferroni corrections for subsequent post hoc comparisons. Results Table 1. Demographics. All participants, N equals 247, age, in years, mean, plus minus sign, standard deviation, 54.9, plus minus sign, 19.7, live with a spouse or significant other, percent, N, no, yes, 55%, N equals 137, 45%, N equals 110, education level, percent, N, none, 18%, N equals 45. Primary school, first to third grade, 15%, N equals 36. Primary school, 4th to 6th grade, 14%, N equals 35. Primary school, 7th to 9th grade, 18%, N equals 45. High school, incomplete, 2%, N equals 5. High school, complete, 18%, N equals 44. Technical education, incomplete, 0%, N equals 1. Technical education, complete, 3%, N equals 7. College, incomplete, 4%, N equals 10. College, complete, 7%, N equals 17. Postgraduate education, 1%, N equals 2. Employment status, percent, N. Unemployed, 57%, N equals 140. Student, 3%, N equals 7. Homemaker full-time parent, 14%, N equals 34. Self-employed part-time, 7%, N equals 18. Self-employed full-time, 6%, N equals 16. Employed part-time, 1%, N equals 3. Employed full-time, 12%, N equals 29. Medical condition, percent, N. Spinal cord injury, 31%, N equals 76. Amputation, 26%, N equals 64. Demographics: a total of 247 wheelchair users were included in the study. 38%, N equals 93, were female, and 62%, N equals 154, were male. The average age was 54.9, plus minus sign, 19.7 years for all wheelchair user participants, 62.7, plus minus sign, 19.7 years for female wheelchair user participants, and 50.1, plus minus sign, 18.1 years for male wheelchair user participants. 67%, N equals 175, of participants previously owned a wheelchair at study baseline. A summary of other demographic details can be found in Table 1. Socioeconomic and health indicators: on average, the likelihood of the wheelchair user households of living below the national and the USAID extreme poverty lines was significantly reduced from baseline to 6 months after receiving wheelchair, T161 equals 2.90, P equals 0.004, and T161 equals 2.55, P equals 0.012. Overall rates of quality of life and satisfaction with health significantly increased from baseline to 6 months. Z equals 4.41, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 3.43, P equals 0.001. The physical health and environment domains of the WHO quality of life assessment at 6-month follow-up had significant increases over baseline measurements. T 163 equals minus 4.66, P equals 0.000, and T 163 equals minus 4.51, P equals 0.000. Health related to wheelchair use as defined by the presence of pressure sores, falls during wheelchair transfer and riding, injuries in upper extremities and hands, and back pain significantly changed over time. X2, 3 equals 9.74, P equals 0.021, X2, 3 equals 42.02, P equals 0.000, X2, 3 equals 28.58, P equals 0.000, X2, 3 equals 9.14, P equals 0.027, X2, 3 equals 14.81, P equals 0.002, and X2, 3 equals 46.01, P equals 0.000, respectively. Pressure ulcers were significantly reduced from baseline to delivery, Z equals minus 3.53, P equals 0.000. Falls during wheelchair transfers were significantly lower at delivery, and 3 and 6 months in comparison with baseline, Z equals minus 4.42, P equals 0.000, Z equals minus 5.73, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 4.96, P equals 0.000, respectively. Falls during wheelchair riding were significantly lowered at delivery, and 3 and 6 months in comparison with baseline, Z equals minus 4.13, P equals 0.000, Z equals minus 4.13, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 3.65, P equals 0.000, respectively. Injuries and pain in the upper extremities were significantly lowered at 3 and 6 months in comparison with baseline, Z equals minus 2.90, P equals 0.004, and Z equals minus 2.89, P equals 0.004. Injuries and pain in the hands were significantly lowered at 6 months in comparison with baseline, Z equals minus 4.02, P equals 0.000. Back pain was significantly lowered at delivery, and 3 and 6 months in comparison with baseline, Z equals minus 4.06, P equals 0.000, Z equals minus 6.48, P equals 0.000, and Z equals 5.68, P equals 0.000, respectively, and significantly lowered at 3 and 6 months in comparison with delivery. Z equals minus 4.62, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 4.22, P equals 0.000. See Table 2 for more details on socioeconomic and health indicators. Table 2. Socioeconomic and health indicators. Baseline, delivery, 3 months follow-up, 6 months follow-up. Poverty Probability Index, PPI 1. National Poverty Line, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, USAID, extreme poverty line, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, 25.6, plus minus sign, 19.6. 9.0, plus minus sign, 10.3. 21.8, plus minus sign, 18.4, 7.1, plus minus sign, 10.5. Quality of life, WHOQOLBREF 1. Overall quality of life, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, 2.7, plus minus sign, 1.2, 3.3, plus minus sign, 1.3. Satisfaction with health, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, 2.7, plus minus sign, 1.2, 3.2, plus minus sign, 1.0. Physical domain, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, 11.9, plus minus sign, 3.2, 13.3, plus minus sign, 3.2. Psychological domain, mean, plus minus sign, SD, 13.1, plus minus sign, 3.7, 13.3, plus minus sign, 4.5. Social relationships domain, mean, plus minus sign, SD, 15.0, plus minus sign, 3.7, 14.4, plus minus sign, 4.8. Environment domain, mean, plus minus sign, SD, asterisk, 11.9, plus minus sign, 2.5, 13.0, plus minus sign, 2.6. Health status, MIT Health Questionnaire. Pressure soars 1, 2, asterisk, 12%, N equals 30, 5%, N equals 8, 6%, N equals 13, 5%, N equals 8. Falls during wheelchair transfer 2, 3, asterisk, 32%, N equals 56, 15%, N equals 24, 6%, N equals 11, 7%, N equals 12. Falls during wheelchair riding 2, 3, asterisk, 21%, N equals 36, 7%, N equals 11, 7%, N equals 14, 6%, N equals 10. Upper extremity injury or pain 2, 3, asterisk, 24%, N equals 42, 15%, N equals 24, 12%, N equals 24, 10%, N equals 16. Hand injury or pain 2, 3, asterisk, 23%, N equals 40, 12%, N equals 19, 11%, N equals 22, 5%, N equals 8. Back pain 2, 3, asterisk, 58%, N equals 101, 38%, N equals 63, 19%, N equals 38, 19%, N equals 32. 1 includes all wheelchair users in the study, 2 in the 3 months previous to the interview, 3 includes participants who had a wheelchair at baseline. Asterisk significant differences found. SD equals standard deviation wheelchair skills, wheelchair breakdowns, and adverse consequences. Wheelchair users who had a wheelchair at baseline has a significant change in their capacity to use their wheelchair. X2, 2 equals 28.98, p equals 0.000. There was a significant increase in the total capacity score from baseline, 44.01. Plus minus sign 27.01 to 3 months, 51.19, plus minus sign 26.15. Z equals minus 5.08, P equals 0.000, and 6 months, 48.70, plus minus sign 26.47, Z equals minus 2.65, P equals 0.008, but a reduction in capacity from 3 months to 6 months, Z equals minus 3.38, P equals 0.001. The number of wheelchair breakdowns that required repairs was significantly different over time. X2, 3 equals 51.99, P equals 0.000. At 3 and 6 months, the number of breakdowns was significantly lower in comparison to baseline and delivery. Z equals minus 6.87, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 4.15, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 6.30, P equals 0.000, and Z equals minus 3.46, P equals 0.001, respectively. Receiving wheelchair maintenance reminders did not significantly influence the number of wheelchair breakdowns at 3 and 6 months. U equals 4,566.50, Z equals 0.041, P equals 0.967, and U equals 3,075.00. Z equals minus 1.35, P equals 0.176. Caregiver burden. Caregivers of users who received wheelchairs in line with WHO's 8 steps did not have a significant reduction in caregiver burden at 3 months, 25.36, plus minus sign 15.66, and 6 months, 25.54, plus minus sign 14.63, compared to baseline measurements, 29.63, plus minus sign 13.91, F2. 54 equals 2.32, p equals 0.108. Discussion. All wheelchair users participating in the study, including those without a wheelchair at baseline, were included in the assessment of poverty probability, quality of life, and satisfaction with health at baseline and 6 months. Due to the study design, which lacked a control group, improved outcomes may not be attributed directly to the WHO 8 steps provision process itself, but may be related to the effects of increased personal mobility through access to a mobility device. Indicator analysis by wheelchair ownership at baseline found no significant difference in poverty likelihood at baseline and 6 months. However, higher baseline ratings of quality of life and satisfaction with health were seen in those who did have a wheelchair at baseline. Satisfaction with health ratings remained significantly higher at 6 months for those previously owning a wheelchair, whereas the quality of life ratings showed no significant difference between these two groups at this time point. The overall effects of wheelchair services may be observed from the start. Improvements in health factors related to wheelchair use were observed from baseline to delivery. This was likely because service providers began giving advice preventing health complications, such as pressure relieving, and transfer techniques, and proper posture at assessment when first identifying the user at risk, thereby reducing their risk of developing health complications. Other phenomena may have influenced health-related results, such as knowing they were being followed up regarding the health complications or over-reporting them in the first interview to emphasize the need for a wheelchair. Subsequent analysis will be performed to assess factors that may have influenced these results. Improvement in the wheelchair skills capacity score from baseline to 3 and 6 month follow-up were as expected as users received basic training on how to use their wheelchair as part of the services received. However, the improvements did not have a long-term effect as a significant reduction in capacity was found from 3 to 6 months, presumably due to insufficient dose of training to ensure skill transfer, lack of practice, among other reasons that will be discussed further in another publication. Reduction in the number of wheelchair breakdowns that required repair was also as expected as the wheelchairs provided during the study were new and more reliable. All wheelchairs provided in the study were ISO 7176-8 certified, which ensures the wheelchairs are high quality and more durable for less resource settings where the conditions of the environment tend to be rougher. Even though a reduction in caregiver burden was observed, it was not significant, suggesting that providing a wheelchair may help with the mobility of the person being cared for but not necessarily reduce the level of assistance needed in all aspects of care. The findings of this study indicate that people with mobility limitations in low- and middle-income countries, LMICs, are likely to benefit from the provision of a wheelchair and the associated wheelchair services. However, the benefits of appropriate wheelchair provision in line with the WHO's 8 steps are yet to be proven. More randomized controlled studies and systematic reviews evaluating the impact of wheelchair provision interventions, and more specifically the WHO 8 steps approach, are needed to make the case for wheelchairs to be provided following standardized processes. 3. It is recommended that governments, private entities, and not-for-profits develop and operationalize standards related to manual wheelchair provision to control for quality of wheelchair provision and rehabilitation interventions. Conclusions: wheelchair provision according to the WHO 8 steps has the potential to improve outcomes for wheelchair users, including increased quality of life, decreased poverty likelihood, and increased health related to wheelchair use. More research on the benefits of providing wheelchairs following the WHO 8 steps approach is needed. This research-based evidence is necessary to drive policy and wheelchair provision programs in LMICs toward more effective interventions that maximize benefits for wheelchair users. Acknowledgements: this study was supported with a grant from Google.org, grant number 322,068, which was awarded to United Cerebral Palsy, Wheels for Humanity. The authors would like to thank the personnel at UCP Wheels for Humanity, the University of Pittsburgh, the University of El Salvador, FUNTER El Salvador, and the Salvadorian Institute of Social Security. References: 1. Joint Position Paper on the Provision of Mobility Devices in Less Resource Settings, A Step Towards Implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, Related to Personal Mobility. World Health Organization, 2011. 2. Guidelines on the Provision of Manual Wheelchairs in Less Resource Settings. World Health Organization, 2008. 3. Kirby L. Letter to the Editor, WHO Package of Rehabilitation Interventions, Some Concerns About Methodology, in Press. Archfies Med Rehabil, 2020.